Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about grown man gaming. Get shot probably from a grown man aiming. Call of Duty Black Ops, bring it to your chat box. Turn your speakers on, sit back and relax, and listen to these grown men talk games. Other people do it, yeah, but they're all lame. Talking all genres, covering all lanes. You can call in, cause we're covering all games.
Grown man gaming. Tune in and enhance your experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Somebody, who is that? Sit still, damn it. Sit still, Aaron.
You know it's your ass time, dude.
No, welcome back to Grown Man Gaming. It's episode 7 or 8. I think it's episode 7. That was Jav Turkey 600 on the intro. Check his YouTube channel, youtube.com/JavTurkey600. No spaces, goddammit. But got us usual three here, me, Aaron, Patty, Mac, of course, and then we got a guest of her. Who we got?
You got your boy, the UTX, the Prophecy, honestly, ain't no stopping. The realest, illest dude on Xbox Live. You see, most of these other commentators, they faded way overrated. Did I forget to mention to y'all that I happen to be the greatest, and that's the truth.
God damn it.
Yo,
you added a whole extra 16 to that intro right
yo,
there.
Yo, I gotta switch it up every once in a while, yo.
Yeah.
Got people singing it, and they be wanting me to do more to it. You know, a dude argued with me one day about... He said, you can't rhyme your name with... I don't know, I rhymed two things together back in the day. He was like,
right.
I can't do that. He tried to cuss me out, and I was like, all right, let me switch it up.
Right. But, so this week, you know, we always got to get this started off with some news of some kind. And that's, I mean, that's basically what it turns out to. We just end up branching off from what we have written down into other shit. But the first thing that we do have is... Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes news. Now, I got two articles. I'm sure y'all had to have played at some point Metal Gear Solid. But Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes had a trailer last year. It looked sick. But we didn't really know what the game was about. The first article says painfully that it might not be released due to risky things. So he felt like it was offensive, some of the stuff that they were trying to do. With the game, I don't see how they had all the Illuminati shit on, like, the last four Metal Gears in a row. And the second one says that's been confirmed already, but for this generation consoles. So, who's played Metal Gear here?
Shit, who
I love Metal Gear.
Who
Metal
has
Gear's a shit.
I've only played Metal Gear once, and that was for the PS3, the new one, Metal Gear Solid 4. That was my first one.
So what do you think? What did you think?
I was amazed by it, you know. Like, you know, being new to the game itself, you know, I've always heard about it. Like, Metal Gear is a name that everyone knows, even if you've never played it. Everyone knows
or
heard it. And I was amazed by it. Like, first of all, like, I played it in, you know, HDMI, you know, 1080p, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you can go invisible, camouflage.
Hell yeah.
And I promise you, one of the missions I was laying down, and he went invisible, he cloaked. And I lost him. Like, I was like, where's he at, yo? Because it was that good. And I was like, that is the best cloaking that I've ever seen in any game.
Right. Now, see, you only played 4. And like, the thing
is... Yeah, I'm missing out on a lot.
Yeah, they made the storyline... See, this is the only game, I feel like, where the storyline actually spanned out for almost the whole lifespan of the game. Like, that's sick. I think the game started back, like, Nintendo. I don't know if that storyline actually counted, but once, like, the one came out on PlayStation 1, that storyline actually mattered. And that shit was ridiculous.
They did, actually, the ones back in the 80s, the ones on the original on the Nintendo and whatever else was back then, they actually fed through because they reference it all the time. They talk about Zanzibar in Metal Gear Solid because that's where... The main guy, Solid Snake, was the guy that you had in those original games in the 80s, and he was fighting Big Boss. Big Boss was the big boss in all of those. And that's the guy that you played as in Snake Eater, Metal Gear Solid 3. So you play as him in the third game in the series. But back then, they fucking do all this stuff, and what he was trying to do back then in the 80s was create the Super Soldiers, which turns out to be... Solid Snake, and then Liquid Snake, and fucking Solidus from the second one. And that shit really does. I mean, this is a game that has spanned fucking 40 years nearly. Well, 30 years, say.
Yep.
You know, because
the
they're
same
all... They're, Yeah, with the exact same continuing storyline. And that shit's just insane. I mean, you don't get that shit these days.
Oh, no.
You left like, the storyline matchup two games.
It's like, yeah. Like my show, The Simpsons. Like, The Simpsons is my favorite show of all time. It's still consistent. Like, you know,
I know.
Mean, like, it's been consistent. Like, they're not as funny as they once were, but that's because we got shows like Family Guy, Futurama, stuff like American Dad coming out. But The Simpsons is still the hardcore original. Like, one thing I've known about Metal Gear without me ever playing it was how many people were hooked on that game and how effective the campaign must have been for people to steadily keep playing it over and over and over. Like, people were excited about the new Metal Gear Solid.
Hell yeah.
You know, like, all of them. Like, this new one, Metal Gear Solid Horizon, I played the demo of it. I don't like slashing games.
But you like that one.
I don't like games where you just press B. Like, Ninja Gaiden, it got me. Like, that game is, like, the only game I can play where you just keep pressing B. But that's because there's multiple different combos and stuff that you can do. This Metal Gear Rising is terrible. At least the demo of it was. Like, I've seen people play it, and I've seen people do walkthroughs or whatever, and I just thought it was absolutely horrible.
Right. Well, that's not to the people that really play. Like, you ain't got to play all the Metal Gears. I mean, if you missed it, you're not going to go back to play the Nintendo ones, but, like, you might go back
and try
the PS1. Right. But, like, to us, like, Metal Gear Rising, like, I played the demo, and before, like, last year, year and a half ago, 2 years, I seen that, and I'm like, yo, I like the way this looks, but when I played that demo, I ain't no fanboy. As much as I might love something, I'm like, man, this right here, like, this is kind of ass. Like, I wasn't understanding it. I just didn't think it was worthy of the $60. That's number one. Is this worth $60? Number two, this ain't really Metal Gear. It's a spinoff, so it didn't have those elements in there.
That was the good thing that I thought about Rising, was that they didn't call it Metal Gear Solid Rising. They actually called it Metal Gear Rising, so it's not... It is an actual spinoff. They're not trying to keep it with the Metal Gear Solid kind of thing, the continuum. Because it is. It's fucking... In comparison to... like, in 96 or 95 or whatever it was, my fucking next-door neighbor asked me round to his house, because he just got a PlayStation for Christmas, and he had the demo and a fucking magazine, a free magazine that he got with it, and the demo disc was free on the fucking magazine of Metal Gear Solid. And, you know, all you got to do was go through the very first opening sequence, like 5 minutes worth of gameplay. And we played that shit for fucking 5 hours.
I couldn't get past that.
5 minutes.
What age? His name is Snake, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Well, you missed. Yeah, it's Snake, but there's clones. So with
there's
the story
three
line,
of them.
There's three. There's at least three that we know of. They all.
So who's the one that I played in PlayStation 3?
That'll be Solid Snake. That's the same guy from the others.
Right.
Solid Snake, and he was a clone of the bad guy from the original ones called Big Boss, who was the character that you play as in Metal Gear 3.
Right.
So there was Solid Snake, who is the good guy. Then he has a clone brother called Liquid Snake, who you fight in Metal Gear Solid, the first one. And then second one, Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of the Pit, or...
Yeah,
I'm
making
go
play
Sons of Liberty. Honestly. It is a reach to get a PlayStation 3, because if you go back, you can download them out of the PlayStation Store, the PSN Store, or whatever. You can get those older ones.
I think they got the bundles too.
Amazing. Yeah, they're fucking amazing.
Those are worth
so
playing
much stuff.
For real.
Yeah.
Like, Snake Eater was the first one I played.
Was that Aaron?
No, the Snake. I forget which one it was, but it was Snake Eater was like the subtitle of it. That was
Snake
my
Eater.
First
yeah,
one
that
to
was
play.
The one that was on PS2, the last one for PS2. That was my favorite
and,
one.
I was hooked on that game. I would play that game for hours and hours. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I actually downloaded the fucking song. You know, towards the end, we're climbing up the ladder, and you've got like fucking 4 minutes climbing up a ladder, and this song just comes out of nowhere. Man, I downloaded, I fucking listened to that shit.
Yeah, I did this shit. That was my shit. But the one thing with the Metal Gear was that game. I'm sure there were other stealthy games, but they really dropped the formula the right way and really made other games actually go ahead and change the way they went about their stuff. Like, that shit right there, like, you would literally be sneaking. They didn't make that shit easy. That's the thing about the stealth games. Like, I just got done beating Hitman Absolution. That's another game. Like, you can't have that game without having the Metal Gear first, because the Metal Gear actually started that. And,
yeah,
you know, that shit was sick. Like, I mean, and saw the camping bitches that play Call of Duty. If you sit in corners, you like sneaking around anyway. You would love you some Metal Gear Solid. You know what I'm saying? Being able to sneak around,
yeah,
and everything. And then for the people that like to just go out there and kill everything, you could do that too. It was both awesome. So that was my, Aaron, that got to be you, yo.
I swear it's not me. I mean, it may be me, but yeah, I mean, I was moving some papers, but I didn't think it'd be that loud.
But Ground Zeroes, there's not any information on this, like as in regards to what the game is about. But I'll tell you what, very rarely do I see a trailer and be like, "Yo, what is that?" And when I seen that last year, I was like, wow, did you actually get a look at that? Y'all get a look at that trailer?
Did you watch it?
No,
it's part of the show. I'm not listening to it, but it looks amazing. Like, it really looks fucking amazing. But I'm reading up. You gotta love Wikipedia.
Yeah,
if any of you guys played it on the, I think it was the PSP, fucking Peace Walker. Apparently this is going to be a very similar kind of thing where you build bases and let me see. As in Peace Walker, Ground Zeroes will offer a base building feature that allows the player to develop weapons and items from their virtual mother base. The mother base from their real life smartphones. What?
Oh. See,
you can be on your iPhone fucking checking out what weapons you got.
See, that's games will get me fired from my job, bro. Like, adding all that shit, like when you start adding Facebook apps and Android apps, like, I'm gonna be playing this stuff instead of being on the job. But
you're gonna be sitting on the bus on the way to fucking McDonald's, and you'll be seeing people fucking secretive over in the corners, fucking
right,
just with their hands over their phones by the windows. And if you get close to them, you'll see a fucking Solid Snake on the shit. Be like, motherfucker.
See me, random dude getting mad and yelling
in
public. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, because I got kicked out, so I wasn't sure.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah, I lost thing to the call or something. I don't know what happened.
Okay. It looks like this
back.
Is going to... What'd you say?
I said, but I'm back.
Okay. It looks like it is going to drop for PS4, but like I said, it's been confirmed for current generation. So I don't know... I don't see how they would do that, because one thing about like Metal Gear... And some of those other companies is if the game's not ready, they will not put the game out, and they don't release games close together like that. Rising just came out earlier this year. I don't know how. Well,
yeah,
I keep forgetting people are going to have PS3 for a while and Xbox 360 for a while before they actually.
Yeah, like it's not going to be a drastic change.
Yeah.
Like
even if they drop it.
Yeah,
even if they drop it this time next year, they can still drop it for PS3 because most people will still have their PS3s.
Right. Right.
But there's a quote
it's
here.
It's coming out for Xbox and PS3 this year, then. Right.
Oh, yep. Is it?
That's what it says.
Yeah, it says Xbox 360 and PS3.
Yeah.
So that means it's probably going to come out for 720 and PS4.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But I'm this really is the, glad this is the point that they showed previews for last year, right?
Yeah.
Like, that shit looked amazing.
That shit looked
like,
so that couldn't be on these generations.
That looked amazing.
Now,
who do you think will win the console wars this upcoming generation?
Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute because there's something that was released about used games, but that's after the next segment. We can really like talk about.
Yeah, because I definitely want to hop on that one.
Yeah. So you said you got a quote, Patty?
Yeah, I'm just going through this Wikipedia page, and it says,
in
an interview with VG247, Hideo Kojima, who is who directed all of them apart from Rising, he actually sublet out to another company to let them make it because he wasn't interested in making like a hack and slash game, which it turned out to be, but he doesn't mind that that's what they did with it, and he's actually going to have another sequel for that coming out in 2 years time, I think. But this is the guy who came up with the idea. He created fucking Solid Snake and all of this shit. He's been involved with this shit for fucking 20 years or more, and it says here, he expressed concerns over whether or not Ground Zeroes will be released. He claimed that he was going to be targeting a lot of taboos, a lot of mature themes that really are quite risky, and that he's not even sure if he will be able to release the game. He also added, as a creator, I want to take that risk. As a producer, it's my job to try and sell the game, but I'm approaching this project from the view of a point of view of a creator, where I'm prioritizing creativity over sales. Now, isn't that just a beautiful thing to hear? He wants to make the fucking game his way. He doesn't care how it sells.
Well, it's beautiful now until goddamn he gets fired for low sales and Metal Gear never be the same and shit. That's what's going to happen. We need everybody to buy this game, keep his job.
Yeah.
And shit.
Even if you don't like it, go buy it and fucking trade it in again 5 minutes later. Just get sales off for this game because we want this shit fucking ever. This stuff is fucking
that's
amazing.
Looks like we might have two guest callers. Aaron, you want to grab those?
Yeah, I can.
Grab the first one. Grab them, goddammit.
All right, stay in here.
Yo, you're live.
This is Grim Man Gaming. You're live. What's up?
Every time, dude.
4989.
4989. You live, baby. What's up?
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
I'm sorry, guys. What's up? What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
Hey, what's going on?
This is Princess Jazzy from Tell All Radio. I'm just calling to say what's up to you guys. I was just listening.
Okay, thank you. Yeah,
appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, any questions for us?
Not really. I'm not really a big game person. I'm a sore loser, so you know.
Well, that comes with being a female is mandatory.
Yeah, I get a bit emotional.
Okay.
I
do too, though. But, so, I think that's going to about wrap it up for Metal Gear, though. I mean, do y'all have any? I don't really have anything, any other info, but at least we got something. I'm going to keep a close eye on this. But I'm still waiting for more info on Watch Dogs, man. That game is killing me, man. I can't get anything out of those dudes about that Watch Dogs. So,
there's not even a release date yet.
Man, they not giving us nothing, man. They're saying it might be the end of this year. They're saying it might be the beginning of next year. I don't know how many people are willing to take that risk to be the first couple games out with those new consoles like that. Because, like, your shit don't work right. It's going to be bad.
Wiki, you got to love Wikipedia. The fourth quarter of 2013 is the release date on Wikipedia for Watch Dogs. And it will be released on Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Wii U, and Xbox 360.
Wii U? Why?
Yeah.
That's not bullshit. They tried.
Who the fuck is going to buy with that on Wii U?
Man, I don't know. People be buying it, but Nintendo dropped the ball all the way with that Wii. The last one was all right, but not this joint. Nah, man. I can't do it. But we're gonna keep a close eye on that and the Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes for people that want to know about that. But the next thing, because we didn't get to cover this at all, we did a little bit, but Patty has finally decided to play the game and let everybody know God of War Ascension. A lot of people want it. A lot of people are getting it, but they haven't got it yet. A lot of people are just wondering, what's up with the game? I'm going to need you to ride this one out and tell us how it compares to at least the other God of War games.
Dude, I'm gonna ride this shit like Zorro. This thing is it's awesome, but you know what? I think there was something missing in the packaging of the game. I mean, I rented it, so maybe that's why, but I think they must have intended to have a set of binoculars come with it, because god damn, you're fucking tiny. They have this thing, if you've played the other ones, you know, sometimes it sort of zooms out just to show you the scope of what you're facing, kind of thing. And, you know, I mean, a lot of it is set, well, it's all based on Greek mythology, so you've got the gods, and then you've got the titans, and, I mean, the titans were basically the fucking size of the planet, basically, you know.
Hell yeah.
Big motherfuckers. So sometimes it would scroll out so that you could actually see that you're, like, the size of a pin compared to this huge thing that you're about to take on and kill and hack to fucking pieces. But so much of this game does that, and it leaves you actually in the middle of fights, and it scrolls out. You can't see what the fuck you're doing a lot of the time. Well, when I say a lot of the time, it happens enough that it's noteworthy that you actually notice that it's doing it. But apart from that, this is your fucking basic God of War stuff. You keep pressing square, you throw in triangle every so often, and you press X to get the fuck out of the way whenever they're doing shit.
Yeah.
You know, the combat system was never massively complicated. It's just button bashing. But it's fucking brilliant. I mean, I love it. I love all that mythology.
See,
I hated it though, Patty.
Nah, he sounded passionate as hell. Like, that's don't talk about his shit.
I stole.
So here's what you do, Patty. Make a video on it. That's what you do, Patty.
Well, I need to figure out how to set up this stolen PS3 to get it hooked up to my Elgato so that I can actually do that. But you know, the game is brilliant, and I mean, I was talking to Chase before we got on there, and I was saying that I rented it last Friday when it came out over here, because you fuckers in the States get everything 4 days before us or 3 days before us, so that's not cool. So I only got it Friday. And it was due back yesterday, and I went into the store that I rented it from today and said, you're not getting it back. I am not done with this shit. You cannot have it until I am finished. And
I can bet you saying all that shit to this dude.
So, you get to play that? Just want to make sure, because we can't hear him. We having issues.
But no, it's awesome. Anybody out there that has played any of the others, if you haven't played any of the others, you can get the anthology, the original three, for about $35, I think, on Amazon. Go buy them, because they are some of the best games. And again, it's kind of like the Metal Gear thing. All stories are all interlocked. I mean, this one, Ascension, is a prequel. So if you wanted to play it that way, play this one first, and then go to God of War, then God of War 2. It's basically the story of a character, a Spartan fucking, like, Jared Butler kind of dude, King Leonidas kind of motherfucker, and he actually, in this game, it's the best thing that they've ever done with a series, is they've actually implemented that kick, you know, with fucking Jared Butler in the film in 300, and goes, this, Sparta! Which they put a kick into the game, so you can kick dudes all about the place like this. I spent 10 minutes in the middle of a fight
kicking people.
Yeah.
I ended up at the door scratching as if to go, you know, what the fuck's wrong with you, dude? Chill out. But
see, that's crazy.
Yeah. The game is fucking great.
Somebody's
it's
and
they have on Xbox though.
Yeah, it's a PlayStation 3 PlayStation exclusive. And that, see, lack of rubbing in y'all Xbox dude's face one time. See, y'all motherfuckers, you gotta rent systems and all this other bullshit. That should come right to the PS3. But that series, that was a series. I played that when I was hating MW2 in like September 2010. That was when like the new tubes, that's the grenade launcher, people that I don't know. When that shit took over Call of Duty and I didn't want to play no more, my bully let me borrow. I'll never forget. He let me borrow all three God of War games. He said, here, play these. He said, you're going to beat these in about 2 weeks. I said, three games? He said, listen, man, when you play this, you're not going to play nothing else. So I'm like, man, this motherfucker.
Your life goes on hold.
Right. I'm mumbling this shit, talking to myself like this motherfucker. So I put the game in there. I start playing that. I literally beat the games. I think all three of them in like a week and a half. That game had me going. And like he said, the storyline, like, it's good to have good gameplay. But when you got a good gameplay and a storyline to where your girl's like, hold on, yo, I want to watch you play because I want to see what's happening. She don't want to play it, but she wants to watch the story. That was the greatest shit to me. And the other thing was the actual progression. Like, you play a game, the first one's great. Then everyone after that, I felt like, was actually a step up. And they didn't have to be, as long as they were all good games. So that's why I was worried. Because God of War 3, you like, that's serious. So I didn't know if they were going to be able to at least keep it in that ballpark, if not better. Plus, they had a multiplayer.
But you know, the one thing that fucking cracks me up about this, right, if you go through God of War 1, right, and Kratos, and you level him up, and you get all these fucking extra powers and magic and shit that you can do, whenever you start God of War 2, you can't do any of that shit.
At the very beginning, you can. You be thinking, you a beast, and you lose everything.
And then it's all gone. But in the God of War games, they explain it like that. You know, you actually lose your powers and shit, and then you have to build yourself back up again because Zeus kicks you in the nuts or some shit.
In
other games series, like, you get all this shit built up, and then suddenly you play the second game and you can't do shit. And like, it's good that the developers actually have a brain, and they obviously come from the view of a gamer themselves. You know, they want to make something that's interesting to play and have this storyline. And I mean, I'm a huge fucking nerd for Greek mythology and Irish mythology and basically mythology of any kind. And so these games just, they grabbed me by the tits and would not let me go. I'm exactly what you said. You know, your girl said that she wanted to watch you playing it. I was at work. I lived at university, and I worked for the university that I was at. And I was basically like a security guard kind of thing. So at night, I would take my Xbox usually down to the office, and I'd just sit in the back playing that shit while everybody was killing everybody else outside. And I didn't care. And whenever I got God of War, everybody stopped killing each other. Because I could bring down the PlayStation, and people were lining up. People were going and getting snacks and shit and coming to watch me play.
Yeah.
That's what this shit was like. I mean, this shit was better than putting on fucking Sesame Street, the fucking kids, you know?
It was for me. That shit had me going. Like I said, it was just like the progression. Every game is better than the last one. The only thing I was worried about is like sometimes you get these great things, but like at the end of the day, all good things must come to an end. And what happens is a lot of times these dudes be trying to squeeze extra games out of something that's over. And I was wondering, like, how they were able to do that. So they went with the prequel. And I think there's been another one confirmed. I got to check on that,
I was
too.
Just going to say, there's a secret code you can find in the game. And, I mean, it's a jumbled up series of letters, which I have. I actually wrote down because I thought there were going to be something, you know, some code that you were going to have to add at some stage.
Right.
And it turns out that some fucking math nerds, I sat down and they worked out the numerical code in order to unlock this code or unscramble this code, and it's a sequence of words that point towards God of War 4 and storyline of it and give you sort of a hint into that. So they've built it into the game that they're doing a fourth game. Well, it'll be a fifth game, but a fourth God of War 4.
Yeah, so how are they going to do that, though? He killed himself.
But let's be honest, they're lucky that they're dealing with Greek mythology. Because
how many times
go to hell? He went to Hades.
It's
three fucking game. In God of War 3, he goes three times, goddammit. Yeah. And like, if you go to the underworld, and you know, you're dead. That's it. You don't get back. You've paid the boatman, and that's it. You're locked in Hades for eternity. But this motherfucker climbs out. He just jumps onto a tree or fucking a chain and climbs out. So that's all they're going to do, is that, you know, somebody resurrects him, or he decides, fuck this, I want to kill some more people, and he climbs out again. I mean, it'll be interesting. They have to put a lot of work into it, and have to put a lot of meaning into it, because he killed himself because he had accomplished everything that he wanted to do.
Right.
Because in the first one, the story behind, or actually at the start of this one, the Ascension one, it's 6 weeks or 6 months after he was tricked into killing his wife and child. And that's why he went fucking nuts. He wanted to kill Ares because Ares tricked him into killing his family. And so in the first, he kills Ares. In the second one, he goes nuts on some other people. And then in the last one, at the very end of it, he kills Zeus. So it's going to be interesting to see what they've left for him to kill. I mean, unless he goes back and kills David Bondahar, that's cool.
That'd be the shit. UTX, you back? Still can't hear him. Now.
Yeah, I had to call him with my phone.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
No, UTX is dropping in and out. He's having problems getting in, but he'll probably get that situated and he'll be back in. Now, for God of War,
I feel left out, though. I need a PlayStation because that game sounds cool as fuck, for real.
Man, yeah. I mean, even if you can just go over to my house and play that shit.
I'm not joking. I borrowed this PlayStation and I rented the game, but playing it again and just getting to spend this time with it, it's like renewing an old relationship that was good and went sore. Because God of War is a good relationship for me on the PlayStation. The PlayStation itself is just bad for me because of the controller. Got these giant hands. But I actually want to buy a PlayStation again and might, just so that I can have those four games.
Shit. Well, and you know what else about that God of War? Like, you know, like, nowadays, they make the games easy. Let's just call it what it is. Most of the games you're going to play is going to be easy games. It's because they're worried about people getting frustrated. Because, you know, like, let's say in the 90s, like, when you play games, like, there might be 60 levels. And you might get three continues. You die at level 48, that's your last continue. Guess what? Yes, starting all the way over. So they went from one extreme to the other, and all the games, for the most part, or easy. Even on the hardest difficulty, a lot of these games are still easy. But God of War will piss you off a couple times. Like, you'll be trying to figure out this puzzle, or you'll just be like, man, why the hell did they make this part so hard? But, like, if you play it enough, and you really, it might take you 10 tries, you can actually beat it. And that's one of the things I like about games like that in general. I was having that same thing with Hitman. I was trying to go through, because that's a stealth game, without getting caught.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would get caught because of the setups, and I'm like, you know what? Let me go back. And it's all about just trying to get better instead of, oh, here's unlimited lives. Here's all this shit. Like, I noticed that on, let me say, on Max Payne 3, yo. If you die enough, they'll start to give you painkillers, and it'll increase. Like, every 4 times you die, if it's in a row, they'll give you more painkillers. And they'll keep giving them to you. So eventually you'll have more painkillers than you need, and you'll be able to go on to the next part. So that's one of the things I like about God of War.
I found prophecy.
I'm back, yo.
What's happening?
I fucking fell on my, like, I broke the fucking chair. I fell on my ass. On my tail. Like, my,
I know you
my,
said.
My snowball mic, like, messed up.
Like, did you hit the life alert button, yo?
Whoa. I look like a turtle on my back trying to get back up.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, my snowball isn't working no more, so. But I heard y'all the whole time. Day. Like, I heard everything y'all was saying.
Yeah, you an Xbox dude. Did you get a chance to ever play any of the God of War games?
I mean, that's a classic. I'm a Sony fanboy.
You are?
Yeah, people just don't realize that.
Okay, we're going to get to that segment. And that's after this next one. But
Yeah, I'm a Sony fanboy to the fullest.
Okay. The next thing we got, this is outside of all of our fanboy shit, is Steam. You know, Steam is like the PC platform to buy your games. They had those ridiculous games on sale for $2 and all that. They released something called Early Access. Now, I ain't got a whole bunch of information on this, but what it looks like is they're going to make it possible for people to play games while they're in development. So before a beta, you know what I'm saying, before a demo, you'll actually be able to play these games. But from the list of games I'm looking at, I don't see any, like, popular games. They got something called Drunken Robot Pornography, Gear Up. I don't know. I've never heard any of these games.
That one
but
right there.
Yeah, that sounds like a game to play, for real.
That, right? But that concept is sick. The concept in itself, to be able to play the games in development, that's a hell of an
idea.
But
you know what, though? That is like a perfect idea.
Yeah.
And it also gives, like, us to be able to put, like, feedback into it. Like, if we plan it before it gets developed, we can be like, you know what? No, them trolls are too easy, or whatever. So then they could actually take that feedback and put what we say into the game. That's, like, a really smart idea. I think all game companies should do that.
Right. Well, see, but that's from our side, that's a smart idea. But from their side, like, I mean, I at least feel like all the games should have a beta. You know what I'm saying? If the beta, for those that don't know, that's like the almost finished version of the game, so when it's ready to play. It's not like game testing where you sit there and play the same segment for 8 hours a day. People don't even know that. Like, you don't want to be a game tester. Dudes be thinking they want to be game testers. No, you don't. You have to kill the same boss for 8 hours straight just to find glitches. But, like, when you're a beta tester, you get to play basically finished games. Now, if you don't know why they're developing, why it's in development, like, we grown-ups, we understand that there's going to be problems. This is a game that's in development. But for those kids that are going to do that and complain, it might be more trouble than it's worth to actually let people do that.
Well, they should have a requirement, you know.
Right. Like,
you
well, know, I mean, I think somebody, they need to do something. We need betas ASAP for Call of Duty.
Like, I feel like Call of Duty failed. The last Call of Duty I intro was Black Ops. But previous to that, it was Call of Duty 4. And it was because it had a beta. I got to see everything. And World at War had a beta, too. But after World at War, like, stopped the beta. Like, there's so many glitches in Call of Duty that betas prevent those. You know,
right.
Like, I remember World at War, there was a glitch where you can go underneath the map. And it was in the beta, and everybody was doing it. But then when the game came out, they fixed that because people were posting it up on YouTube, blah, 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 and they fixed it immediately. Like, we can see what the problems are before they hit the before they hit the consumer. Because then once the consumer hit it, they don't really care. It's like after they've put it out and they don't give us a beta, it's like, oh, well, this is what you're getting. Be happy for it. You know, like, I don't know.
That's what it is. So they ghost patches, fake ass patches.
A patch is not an actual fixing of a game. It's just something.
It's a Band-Aid.
Calm people down. Yeah, it's like a Band-Aid.
It's a straight up Band-Aid on a bleeding, gushing, fucking sore.
You know,
exactly what it is.
Right,
on a severed artery.
I just got
hell yeah.
Shotten. I'm bleeding like crazy, and you putting on a little Hello Kitty Band-Aid on my arm, but that's really going to do something for me. Like, it's infected.
Like, I'm still dying over here. Hell yeah. I mean,
you
that's
know?
What it is. You know, and they fix one thing, and this is not just Call of Duty. Like, a lot of those games that you notice, they come out every year. Every year. They are forced to actually try to rush. I mean, a game a year in development is rushing. I don't care what anybody says. It is. I mean,
yeah.
If you really want to have a polished game, that means the game's not going to be good. But if you want the game to be polished and the best it could be, you need at least 2 years. I mean, a lot of those great games we know will give you three. Right. But in a beta...
No, go ahead.
I was about to say, in a beta is also something that a lot of games should have, but they think for whatever reason, it's going to take away from game sales. Well, if you feel like that, then you're not confident in your product because you feel like there's going to be shit in your game that's going to make people pull back their pre-orders. Like Battlefield 3 put a beta out. The beta was terrible to me. I still got the game, though, because I knew the game would be good. But that beta for people that are Call of Duty dudes, I know that turned a lot of dudes off. Like, a lot of my friends that I wanted to try to... We wanted to try to get another shooter because Call of Duty was definitely, like, taking us to where we ain't want to be. So we wanted to have that as a something to fall back on. They all canceled their pre-orders after they played that Battlefield beta. So I guess that's a risk you take, but, you know...
You know, we ain't on this segment yet, but the reason why I've always been a fanboy of Sony was because of the fact that before there was multiplayer, like, to the masses, single player was like, you know, it hooked you. And you could play a single player multiple times and play it over and over and over on every difficulty. You find, like, the lost treasures that are hidden throughout the map and blah,
yep.
blah, blah. Now, a single player game, they can get away with coming out with the game every year.
Right.
Because people are going to play it just for that. Like, God of War 1 or 2 can come out every single year. And people will buy it. And if
Assassin's Creed
does that. It has, like, and yeah, Assassin's Creed, perfect example. It comes out every year, and people buy it. Batman, Arkham City. The first one was Batman Arkham Asylum.
Right,
and it did so good that it came out. People don't realize the next one came out the next year. It came out immediately
after.
Yeah,
you're right.
It was
you're right.
On previews for it. Like, after Batman Arkham Asylum came out, they were already talking about number two. And it came out and it did perfect. Games like Call of Duty, people don't, I mean, the mass majority of people play multiplayer. There's people who play the campaign because some people are actually infatuated by the campaign. And other people are just achievement whores who just want to get
achievements. Hell
but,
yeah.
The majority is multiplayer. The majority is online. So stop coming out with the game every year. If Call of Duty took 2 years off or 3 years off the game, it'd be the best game ever.
Well, technically, don't try to say it does. Don't try to say it does because the developers
every
switch.
Every year.
Right.
Yeah, but see, I think they're just lazy as fuck. They don't do anything in their year of grace.
Yeah,
and
they
think,
either.
Oh shit, they've just dropped fucking Black Ops 2. We need to start doing Modern Warfare 4 now.
Yeah, I think that's what they do too.
Yeah, like,
instead of getting on that shit.
Like, with Modern Warfare, and I know my man Bathurst is a Modern Warfare 3 fanboy.
Hell yeah.
But Modern Warfare 3...
I wouldn't call it a fanboy, though.
Yeah, the fanboy. Okay,
it's better than
what I got.
It's better
than MW2.
Like,
you got to be a fanboy. You got to.
This is the thing. With Modern Warfare 3, the reason why I don't like it, and I actually rebought it for you, Bathurst. Like, I didn't tell you that. I actually bought it 2 days ago just so I could mess with you on there. And the game is so terrible. But it's just like Modern Warfare 2. Like, even some of the map concepts are exactly the same as Modern Warfare 2. And it's like, what did they do? They just copy and paste it and just change the name of the maps.
Reskin
like
the guns.
Yeah, the guns still feel the same. Like, the reason why I stopped liking Infinity War products in general is because of the fact that their guns aren't realistic to me. They're very, really powerful with no recoil, very, like, ACR, TAR, like, for mods. Like, you look at all Infinity War games, and they're all, there's 2, 3, 4, 5 guns that are so powerful it ruins the game. At least with Black Ops, now it's, it makes people run around and rush. You know,
right.
Now it's the machine guns that are OP, or people say they're overpowered, but
right.
It makes people run around and rush. If model, what they need to do is they need to combine. I would take an Infinity Ward game with their connection and their hit detection and Treyarch's ideas and combine them all into one.
That's what they need to do.
Yeah, I totally agree right there, for real.
They need
it'd
to
be
do.
The best game of all time. Like, seriously, it'd be the best game, at least multiplayer third first-person shooter game on the market. Because Treyarch has really great detection and really great, they get the shit done. Let's just call it what it is. They get their shit done. But Infinity War, or I said it backwards. Infinity War gets the shit done as far as connection, and when there was problems with the games, they used to fix them immediately. Treyarch has great ideas. They have great, like, thing with the ghost, and you have to run around to actually be invisible. Like, that was the smartest thing ever, because who's going to wear it? People don't wear it like that because a lot of people can't. They sit in corners and snipe. So that takes that away from
Patty.
Them.
Yeah.
Like, when you make,
if
when
I
you
pull
make
out a sniper rifle,
like,
that's
that,
what I'm doing.
And if you make a change like that in a game that's been out for so long, that just says that it's a possibility that they're looking for the future. They're trying to deter people from camping, but they're also making it where people who are new at the game can come in there and start doing it.
Yeah,
I'm
not hell,
that
man,
that's the problem there, Prophecy. They're trying to cater to the masses. I think that's where Call of Duty
that's
started
it.
Going
that's
wrong.
Exactly, that's exactly the problem. But
that's all the games,
from a
though.
Business standpoint, it's smart.
Yeah,
you know, from a business standpoint, it's smart. From a consumer standpoint, what they should do is they should release 2 copies of Call of Duty in 1 year. They should release a copy for the noobs. And people who are well learned get good, like a whole game, just a combat training and dealing you up for multiplayer.
You see, but I don't know.
The people that play it.
The games, the games will always be big. If people decide that it's too hard for them, they can go play something else. But before they started, I mean, even down, we were talking about this from like 2 shows ago. Madden even went the route of auto sprint and auto strafe to make it easier for noobs. So, like, these games are going to sell, I feel like, regardless if they add. Now, you don't want to make the learning curve, let's say, like, Battlefield. Well, not Battlefield, but, like, Crysis.
So Battlefield takes skill to get used to.
Let's say Crysis. Let's say Gears of War. I got slaughtered trying to play that game. Like, it was like, yo, you're going to have to play this for a couple months before you get decent. Not good, but decent. Call of Duty, you get on, you watch YouTube videos. You are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's,
you're
that's the thing.
Here.
That's the thing.
You know the kill streaks to run and the guns to have in Call of Duty Assassin's Creed. Like, you brought up Gears of War. Gears of War is my first love. Like, Gears of War is the first game I ever played on Xbox 360. And I fell in love with it. Like, it was amazing. And I happened to be really good at that game. But then I started playing Call of Duty so much that I lost my skills in Gears of War because it's completely
different.
It's not as easy to go on there. Like, this Gears of War Judgment that I just got, I love this game. But I suck at it again. And that's because I've been playing Black Ops 2 and Modern Warfare 3 like crazy.
Yeah, the learning curve is like I think it's a little too much. They like, there's something they should do for people when they get a certain level. They did that on Crysis. I think once you hit level 11, you can't play with the people under level 11 anymore. So you can't just be out here playing with noobs. But it's a whole different game. And I found out, like, the new guys.
They had Halo, too, right?
But they do it right. Call of Duty does not do the matchmaking right when it comes to skill levels because it starts to mess with the connection even worse. Like, like 2 patches ago, and even with me, like, y'all see my shit. Literally, if I play solo, literally every lobby is German dude, and I will ask them, yo, where you from? They'll start speaking German. I don't know what these cats are saying, so I'm convinced, and then they all have German for clan set. I'm convinced that because of the skill-based matchmaking, I don't know if it's my account is a glitch, but I cannot get mass chests for people from the U.S., and they're not going to say that was bad design. That was because of skill-based matchmaking, and I'm not doing it the right way.
I feel like that's just...
What?
That's just how it happens on the PlayStation there, right?
No, bitch, when I get Xbox, it'll be the same thing.
I swear, I'm from Xbox One, rather.
I've been saying this for years. No offense to Patty Mac, because I know he's over there. I think they should split it up, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Like Battlefield has it where you can host your own server in Europe, and people from Europe are going to go join, and people from USA aren't going to join. I'm not going to go play on a European connection. I mean, even if it is dedicated, or they say it's dedicated,
yeah.
I'm not going there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to stay with the USA, and I'm going to stay on the East Coast, or I'm going to go to the Midwest. Like, they should have it based off of that.
Yeah.
And technically, it kind of is if you search for stuff that's best, because it's looking for the best connection.
That shit don't work for me.
That's the thing. You see, in Black Ops 2, they have it that you can search for best. And I don't know, was it fucking Modern Warfare 2 or Modern Warfare 3? You could search for location. So
you could
search by location, which is much better, because it's basically doing the same thing, but it's guaranteeing you. Because I mean, if you have an absolutely fantastic connection, you can connect well to somebody in the States or in Europe, and it'll call that best. But I mean, if you search by location, I can't remember. I think it was Modern Warfare 3, and you could search by locale.
It was Black Ops. That was Black Ops 1.
Was it Black Ops 1?
They had local only, and then normal. I used to go with local only, so it would not go outside the east side. And the connection was good on there. The hit detection was bad, but I never had a problem getting into a game.
The hit detection wasn't bad for me.
It wasn't as bad as it is.
I was from the Midwest. You know, I'm from the Midwest, I'm in New York now. But when you live in the Midwest for Call of Duty games, you get host 20 times out of 21. So I got host almost all the time in Black Ops 1. So I never had hit detection problems because I was leading the room. So when I'm leading the room, what am I going to do? Now, if you join a game and you're playing on Japanese people's connection, then of course you're going to lag and it's going to be hit detection. But I was host so much that I never had problems. And most of the people that are on my friend list were from the same city. So we all did great because we always got hosts. Like now, I'm on files. I don't feel like I have files when I play Black Ops 2.
I got 50-25, bro, and I'm lagging.
I got 25-35, and there's no way in hell.
Lagpop goes in Patty Mac's favor. He said he got that 0.3 upload, yo.
You know what's crazy? That's what did to me in Modern Warfare 3. That's why I hated that game. Because, again, I had files. I should not be losing gunfights to someone who has a 1 bar, and that person turns around and has 4 bars, and I have 2 bars. That makes no sense to me. But now, like, I don't know if they updated a bunch of stuff, but I've been playing Modern Warfare 3 lately after I've gotten it back, because I got rid of it, like, 2 months after the game. Now all of a sudden, it's like I got 4 bars again. So it's like, oh, this
it
is
Call of Duty Connection.
Modern Warfare 3 is a completely different game to me now.
They get better with time, though. All the Call of Duties get better. Like, when the next one comes out, the other one is pretty much like what it should have been when it came out, not when it was over. And they keep dropping the ball, and that's what I'm saying about this whole Steam early access thing and betas. Like, I feel like all multiplayer games, whether it be sport, shooter, fight in arcade, whatever it is, need to have a public beta available to people, even if you want to make it PlayStation Plus. But just give people the option to be able to play and just report the problems, because you're going to have to fix it sometime. So you can fix it now, or you can fix it after we all bitch that we just gave you $60. And they're missing that point.
That's what they're doing, though. But they don't care, because they are making the money regardless. If there was a nationwide, like, protest, like they were doing out here for a while for Verizon, because they were trying to lower the bills or whatever. Y'all probably seen it on the news. Like, there was a bunch of people was protesting Verizon. If we were to all do that, it's never going to happen. But if, say, for instance, all of us from, 100 to 200 people from each state just decided to say, you know what, I'm tired of Activision, I'm tired of Infinity War, I'm tired of Treyarch, blah, 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 we're not going to buy a game. That's a lot of money missing out their pockets. If something like that would have happened, it would be a completely different story. They'll fix every problem.
Yeah, but that
they'll have dedicated servers. They would have nothing wrong with that game.
You know what happened?
You remember the Call of Duty Blackout?
Call of Duty Blackout, yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was supposed to happen last April. You know what happened, though? Motherfuckers be like, yeah, man, fuck Activision. We ain't getting that, right? And then you're like, yeah, yo. You get home. You know what I'm saying? You turn your PlayStation on, you ain't get the game, and then you look, see your friends
on my list and everybody.
Right? Like, I thought we were supposed to stick to the plan.
I did that on Modern Warfare 3. I don't know if that was when the blackout was with Modern Warfare 3.
It was like April,
I was just tired of it. So I was like, I'm not going to get it. Like, I didn't get Modern Warfare 3 the first day it came out. I waited like 3 weeks. And then people were like, oh, okay, it's fun. Yeah, I bet you did.
Early paid double for that shit. That's what I'm saying. And then I traded for
$14. I remember you was tweeting out the link, so you tweeted out like a few links of where you got it from.
Yeah.
Like you, Jive, and a few other people. I think Glenda was tweeting it out too.
Yeah, it's not hard, bro. Those big games, they drop them early.
I'm like, I'll wait.
Yeah,
I thought about it.
I was in a rush, like, but damn it, we down to our last 10 minutes.
The problem with this Call of Duty, what pisses me off, is I shouldn't be bored the first, 2 months after the game came out. Like, that was,
I think that's
the funnest
being,
thing about
being
this
used
game to,
it.
To me is making emblems. Like, that's the funnest thing to me is making emblems.
I ain't even making emblems yet, though.
That's a
damn shame.
That's
you
want
to eat dudes that don't make out of titties as your
I tried to make a Wu-Tang emblem the other day, man, and that shit's hard as fuck to me.
I've seen it
on YouTube, man. Tutorial.
Yeah, I tried it. I was watching videos on YouTube, and I still couldn't do it.
So you asked about the tutorial watches.
You fucking give me the idea for my new emblem. My new emblem now says it's a red arrow, and underneath it's white writing that says the guy above likes the D.
I've seen that shit on the video. That shit's funny
as hell. I've seen
it
on Twitter, and people retweeted it.
And that shit fucking, that cracked me up, and I mean, it's fucking childish and immature.
That shit is fun, customization
it's
is
fun. It's
fun
just making emblems. They took what Halo started and perfected it. But, you know,
well,
it
was Call of
really
Duty good for that. Stealing and then trying to make it like they was innovative. And what's funny is that, like, dudes that really, like, I like Call of Duty, and I do want the game to be better. That's why I'm always complaining about that shit, because, like, I really genuinely want the same. I feel the same way about Madden. I buy Madden every year and disappointed every year. Same thing with Call of Duty. But you can't tell people some stuff. Like, what happens is some of these other shooters come out with these ideas, and when Call of Duty don't have them, people be like, man, that's just whack. Soon as Call of Duty get it, they try to act like, oh, man, this is sick. It's like, but you could have been did that. Kill confirmed. Crisis Ben had that.
Let me ask you, does anybody in here have an iPhone?
Aaron got one.
That was you? Yeah, we used to go about it on Twitter back and forth, because I'm an Android fanboy. I always say this right here. Call of Duty is like Apple. They release the same phone every single year, add one or two new features, and call it and sell it for $600 or $60. It's never the same game. It's always the same thing. It's 100% true. Like, people were out
there. Hey,
it's free
props,
so
you hate
it
if you want to, but look at the billions they make.
It's the truth, though. I mean, like, what is
truth or not, I would like to go back into the past and buy 10 shares in Apple at the very start.
I'm not talking about their business process. Because you got fanboys. You got people, Apple fanboys, and I'm not saying Aaron is, because he's not, that I know of. But I got one who has a Mac, he has an iPad, he has an iPhone, he has an iPod. What the hell do you need an iPod and iPhone for? Dude, that's the whole purpose of, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's no point. Like, if they came out with an iWatch, he would have that. He would go to Walmart and buy toilet paper. Like, that's how much Apple is it hooks people. Like, and I don't know what they do in their phones, but they get people.
See, the rappers is endorsing them, man. Once you get the rappers to endorse you,
in the movies, because in the movies you always see them have iPhones on or something like that. Like, I got the Galaxy 3 myself. I was contemplating getting the iPhone. I actually had it for a day. I actually bought it and was running around with it because I thought it was cool. But then I realized I'm a grown ass man. I don't need to have a little ass phone in my hand. But my hands are too big for that small phone. Yeah. I like the heaviness of it, but it's a small, puny phone. Like, and you got to have really small hands to enjoy that, because my hands are too big for that. And you don't have swipe, and I don't understand how you can live your life
without swiping. Yo, tell them, because I got Android too. The swipe to text. Oh my god, man.
Yeah.
That shit is great. Oh man.
Like,
yeah, those things.
You know, I used to go at them all. We used to go back at it all the time.
Yeah, we did.
We used to go back at it all.
Android's
the time.
Android's garbage to me. I've had both, man. And to me, iPhone's way better. For real, in every aspect.
I think iPhone is, like I said, I always say, iPhone's like Call of Duty. It's really simple. That's the reason why people like it, is because it's so simplistic. Like, I don't like that you can't have widgets. Put it like this. This is my biggest beef with Apple. I don't like the fact that you have to hack your phone just to make it the same level as an Android phone.
Right, that's
like,
why
I
didn't.
You've never heard someone say, this iPhone is the greatest without hacking. Everyone always say, yeah, I got a jailbroken iPhone, and it's the shit. Well, why'd you have to break into it in order, you know, there's evidently
yeah.
Apple's not doing something right, because you wouldn't keep buying it. You're buying it just to jailbreak it. You shouldn't have to break something that's already supposed to be great. Like, I can jailbreak my Samsung, but for what? I can do everything better than you. There's no purpose of it.
Yeah, but to me, it does everything I need it to do without having to jailbreak it, as you say. You see what I'm saying?
But you just call and text, though. So, like, for the dudes that
right,
do a little more.
That's different. Yeah, we talking about people that use it 24/7 that actually, you know, utilize the phone while it's jailbroken. Because, like I said, every time I see someone with Apple, it's a jailbroken phone. I don't even have to ask anyone. Yo, iPhone jailbroke? Yep. I already know it is.
I should avoid your warranty. You go in the store, like, y'all need a new phone. He'd be like, man, let me ask you a question. What'd you do? Did you jailbreak this? You say yes, it's a wrap. They do not play that jailbreak.
You can undo the jailbreak now.
As long as you do it right,
and
it don't freeze
right.
The screen. Like,
right.
You stuck. But, yep, I mean, Call of Duty, you know, it is right. I mean, but this year, I got to give it to them. Like, for all the years, as far as, like, I guess what you would call innovation and making the most changes. Not to say that the changes are good or bad, but just making the most changes to the previous game. I think this one has probably did the biggest amount of that stuff, just with the changing the 10-point system and all that stuff. So,
well, not only that, they give you, they gave you camos that you can buy, titles.
I don't like
that
they did that shit, man.
I mean, I'm just saying it's something that they haven't done before. You know,
yeah.
It's adding stuff to the game. Like, I don't think you should have to buy it. I think you should, this should be free. But
yeah,
I like my bacon camo, son. Like,
right. That's the one everybody talks about.
I got the money one, too. Like, I like that one, But it's just something, like, the 10-point system, I wish was at 12. But then I guess it
oh, no.
Hey, we got to
play the game.
We got a caller with an Apple question for you all.
All right, hit him with the Apple, and that we only got 2 minutes left, so go ahead, hit him. Let him in.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, what's
okay.
Good, man?
So regarding the Apple luring consumers part, do you think it's because they raise their prices, like the North Face company? Just because they raise their prices, it's like the item that everyone wants, because if they see someone wearing it, they're like, you're cool, you're wearing expensive clothing. But, like, there's other coats that are better that are cheaper, but people don't tend to buy them because they don't see their friends wearing the more expensive stuff. Do you think it's because Apple sells expensive stuff?
It's a status
stuff?
Symbol.
That's
yeah.
Exactly what it is. That's
yeah.
Exactly
it's a status
what it
symbol.
Is.
Like you,
people
you know,
people
you know
look
how,
at things
you know
that
how,
cost a lot of money and think, oh, that must be the shit because it costs a lot of money.
This is how I realize Apple is shady. This is how much they are, I should say, they're not shady, but this is how much they love themselves. Every case for the Apple phone, it shows the back of the Apple. It never covers the symbol, ever. Like, if you look at the auto boxes or anything, they don't cover the symbol. So they're just trying to let you know, like, that's how much that they love themselves. And
I got
and
a
color brand new
my iPhone that covers the Apple logo.
You got that
like,
off the internet from the Chinese store.
Yeah.
Cellphoneshop.net. That's my shit.
If you see somebody with some new Jordans, the brand new Jordans that are like $200, $300, just for instance.
Well,
you're gonna want to get them because your friend is the only one that has them. So you
want
to be like him.
Yeah. Well, dudes will be like, I'm not paying $600 for no iPhone. That's ridiculous. I'm not buying a new PlayStation 4, Xbox 720 for $600. That's ridiculous. But then they'll go wait in line for some Jordans to pay $300.
Yeah.
Like, everybody
well,
got that one
saying.
Thing.
Apple has their consumers. Like, I'm not mad at them. For the company themselves, I'm just mad at the people that wait in line for weeks to get a phone that's going to do the same thing it did last year.
Right. Well, it's like
we got 30 seconds left, guys. We need to get the last comments in.
Last comment. Leave your link, UTX. Tell them your link.
My name and my link is UTX Prophecy the Great. Go ahead and hit me up on YouTube if you want to hear a chill dude. I'm always around cool people. It's your boy, man.
We didn't even get through all the topics. That's what happens.
Yeah, dude, we get through most of the topics.
We got like three of them.
Bye.
But,
see you next
week. Hey, well, hey, peace, y'all. Peace. Thanks for calling in. Jazzy, thanks for listening in this whole time. Peace, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, peace.
You just out there chilling.